We're back live.
Oh, that was quick.
I am not Pete Glusek. We're giving him a break. As you know, he's been with you all day here on Bass U Live.
Is it pronounced Glusek?
Glusek.
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 So the A is silent. Glusek.
Glusek.
It is silent.
Okay.
It's an E. I am here with James Worldwide Watson.
JMFW Worldwide.
Yep.
Noted expert of nothing.
And I call him Uncle James.
And I call you son.
Nothing. Yeah. So, how's your iCast going, James?
iCast is going good.
Yeah.
You know what? Biggest thing, best of show at iCast this year.
Where's your hat?
Well, besides my hat, which would have won best of show had Michelle, my manager, done her job.
Unbelievable.
I know. Disappointing to you too, Brian. Had she done her job for once, I do pay her $12 a month.
Sounds like a raise.
Take care of everything. And she takes care of all my expenses. But she did not get my hat in best of show. I missed out on the entry date.
The entry
had closed.
That's a bummer. Yeah. Well, where can they get this hat, James? It's an awesome hat.
They can go to jameswatsonfishing.com. Where's the other?
Is that on the internet?
Ooh, jameswatsonfishing.com. It's on the worldwide interwebs. Ooh. Where is the other three colors, Michelle? Why are they not up here? They see what I mean? Yeah, I mean. Yeah, open the borders. We need some good help.
Some workers.
Yes. It's obvious that there's not enough good quality American working people in this. Thanks, Michelle. You want to be on TV? Oh, I'm hung up in this thing.
What do we got here? What you hung up in? Is this something new?
This is be careful. Tear your beautiful tablecloth up.
It's an Arkansas orange.
It is an Arkansas. Is this a Knoxville, Tennessee football team?
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
You know what this is, Justin?
This right here? Mm-hmm. I think this is what I've been excited for
decades. Before you was even a twinkle in your mama's eye, you were dreaming about this.
I think I saw a prototype in 2017.
Yes, you did.
So somebody's been working on something.
We got it done. The new River to Sea Worldwide Spoon. Look, it's a picture of me on the back. Boom.
Is that necessary?
It is necessary.
Okay.
For my ego. So, got the new Worldwide Spoon. The best cupped. The best rear trajectory. It's a fancy word for people. This spoon, when flipped into a certain
situation.
Yeah. Will fall backwards as you're letting line go.
Is that the one you were using when in the one-on-one live?
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah. I did. And that's the one Jeff Sprague was using, too.
Is that the one you want?
It is.
You used to defeat?
This is the one that I got defeated on.
By his own spoon?
Yeah, by your own. Died by my own sword.
You did.
I was like, Jeff, come on, man. Well, I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Let's go back to that, what you just brought up. The one-on-one live.
Yep.
You guys were both throwing this at suspended fish on what type of habitat?
It's around boat docks.
Boat docks.
Deep boat docks.
Deep boat docks.
Yep.
That was like a seminar, a Bass University seminar in and of itself.
Live. Like, plug in now. This is happening.
And the proof was in the pudding because you guys caught them.
We did. We had 3 hours. Everything a pound or better got weighed. I had high 20-something. Jeff had low 30-something.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, we caught a lot of fish. Mm-hmm. And we even was challenged weather-wise by cloudy situations. We didn't have the bright sunshine all day long like we needed to make the bite really super good.
Okay.
So we still caught them pretty dang good. I was happy with it. I was sad. Jeff hurt my feelings because he's an awesome fisherman. He beat me. But, man, it was great. We caught a lot of fish and had a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know I learned a lot. I can't wait to get my hands on these. When are they coming out?
Get your hand on one right now.
I know, but I can't walk away with this.
I know you can't. I'd have to kill you. So these, within a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing these around places. I know a lot of tackle stores have made their pre-orders already. So they can go to rivertoseausa.com or call River to Sea if you're a tackle store. Pittman Creek's going to pick them up.
Okay.
All right. Bass Pro is going to carry them. You're going to see them at, not, you know, Bass Pro doesn't carry everything everywhere, but I know they're going to have them at like Springfield and some of the other markets around the Ozarks. So Bass Pro would be probably the biggest seller of these.
Okay.
Yep. Tackle Warehouse, I'm sure, will pick them up. So.
So tell me, this looks a little unique for Spoon.
Yeah.
Right? Because spoons have been around for years and years and years before I ever went fishing.
Yep.
And tell me what makes this special. Well, I see some unique stuff, but I want to hear from you on this.
Well, the thing is, I was sitting down with Simon Chan at River to Sea, and I told him what I was looking for. Now, he's the scientist. He's the scientist behind it, okay? I'm the good looks in bass fishing.
You're the picture.
I am the picture on the paper, you know. But I told Simon, what do you want this spoon to do? And I said, well, catch bass. And like, hi, Michelle. Thanks, Clarice. Is that more gooder?
That's better.
Good.
Good job, Michelle.
Good job, Michelle. You've done something right.
I think
for
she
the
needs
first time
raise.
All week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now you're at $12.51 an hour. Anyway, so I asked Simon, I said, what I need you to figure out, being the brain you are and the scientist about you, I need this spoon to fall backwards better. Better than most spoons.
You mean backwards as in it's going to hit the water and go,
away from you. That's correct. And that's what this does. Now, all spoons do it a little bit. This spoon just does it better.
By itself.
By itself. All right.
Okay.
Now, what else did I want in a fancy spoon?
You open up the spool when you
launch it? Yeah. Oh, you let it go.
Right.
Let it go. Open spool.
Yep.
Thumb on the line. Let it rip. Tater chip.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got an old saying. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. But when you're sitting on the pot, you give it all you got.
I see where that comes in handy.
It has nothing to do with this right now.
Right.
But I wanted to share it when we got an audience.
It rhymes.
That's right.
That's right.
So now we know.
Now we know.
So, thank you.
Yes.
So some of the special things I put on this spoon, accoutrements is what I like to call them, is this stinger hook. Do you see that braided stinger hook?
First thing that popped out to me.
Boom.
Was this.
Popped
Bam.
Out. And this, you can keep it on there if you want, but this is a really fancy swivel and split ring that helps with some line twist because, let's face it, folks,
it doesn't
matter. With or without this, you're going to get some line twist because this bait just goes crazy.
Okay.
All right. So we got a really good swivel on there. You can take that off if you want. A lot of times I'm just straight split ringing it.
Okay.
My line's going to twist as it is. But the stinger hook's amazing, and here's why. Multiple fish-catching opportunities arise in spoon jacking. So if I catch a fish and bring some more fish up with him, and I'm confident that fish is hooked good, or maybe he's not the fish I want out of all them fish coming up, I let him run around a little bit down there all crazy-like.
They're
just frantic like piranhas.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, the other one's gonna run up there, slap upside against that other fish, or eat the front of this bait and get hooked. So now I'm catching two bass in one cast.
Two bass better than one.
Two bass
always better than one.
Always better than one. So that's what that's on there for. Comes stock right out of the package. So some tournament directors won't allow you to put, you know, stinger hooks on some things.
What about FLW?
I don't know.
Where you
I don't
fish?
Know the rules there.
I don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention. Rules are for losers.
Rules are meant to be broken.
That's right.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Exactly. And if you don't know the rules, you ain't cheating.
That's right.
Oh, hey, Miss Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Bill. James, I heard you over there talking about FLW not having any rules.
Well, we do have some rules. I just haven't read them this year, Bill. Did I break one?
Well, I don't know. Did you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. So, no, I didn't break anything.
I believe that's correct.
So, but that, you know, and River to Sea makes their own hook, too. See that hook? It's a real meat grabber.
That's a meaty hook.
Yeah.
And you don't change that out. You just go with it.
You go with that one. That's perfect. So
it's
look at all
really
the money
sharp.
Why, she on the show?
Yes,
it's really,
show.
Really sharp.
Okay. But that's a super sharp hook.
Should have pitched a spoon at her.
I should have.
Get
I'd hook
over
her.
Here.
I'd hook her.
So focusing right back to this. How many colors is this going to come out? You said it's coming out in 2 weeks?
Six. I was told in 2 weeks these things will be in state.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Three. What? What's she saying, Brian?
30 days.
Within 30 days. That said 2 weeks. Duh.
Whichever comes second.
Yeah.
So
think about it.
What do we have here in my hand? It's the bluegill color. The bluegill color. And you are holding chrome blue.
Blue.
You got really in depth with the names.
I know. We were really artistic about our names.
No, what are the other four? I really want to know the other
four.
We got
a solid white. We got a solid gold. Okay. We got a solid chrome.
Oh, okay.
So there's three.
There's three more. There's one more color out there. Yep. What is it?
Fire Tiger.
Sexy.
Ah, dang it.
Shad.
Gosh, sexy Shad. Does it got a little
actually, we got another
flash?
One. Maybe this ain't the color we're doing. I'm not showed you this. Here, you don't get that one. Maybe we ain't doing that
it
one.
It does say 07 on here, so I'm not sure if that's the seventh color.
No, that's for Bond. James Bond.
Okay. So we'll hide this then.
Oh, that says number three. This is number three.
Okay.
You're catchy. You know. Observant.
I am observant. That's what I get paid to do. Is I'm a professional fish head.
Yeah. Speaking of observant, did you see that big melon that just walked behind us? Jeffries.
Mark Jeffries. Yep. Oh, yes.
Yep. So that's what it is right there. So does it look familiar, Jeffries? In studio?
Yeah, that cost you
$5,000. Oh, thanks. And everybody remember, I lost a lot of money.
To translate to the audience,
so
Mark
I gotta
Jeffries
sell a bunch.
Just walked up and said, that cost you $5,000.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeffries.
Yeah.
Which means my first round of sales are already spent.
That's right. That is exactly what
I just
that
got
means.
Really depressed.
That was an expensive commercial.
Yeah, it was. Jeez. Yeah. Anyway.
So tell me, this is this cupped thing right here. It's
that's right.
This is a little more than the average,
that's
I
correct.
Guess, if you want to call this the Flutter Spoon category.
Yes, it is Flutter
Spoon. Does this make it, you said it falls backwards.
Yes.
But does it slow down the fall? Does it speed it up? Does it give it more spin?
Look,
I mean, is there any unique part
look,
of that?
Your technical questions are confusing to me.
Welcome to Bash U Live.
Yes. I don't know the scientific approach and what your trickery question is trying to do. I just know that this makes it fall backwards better than everything else because of that cup.
I got a question
that's
for
it.
You.
Well, yes. Simple, I hope.
Why would you take the front swivel off?
Oh, well.
Does it hang up more? Or?
No. It's a little bit looser, you know, when you do hook a fish and stuff.
You're
they will come to the top and jump.
You're throwing that on braid, right?
Throwing on 20-pound, good question, 20-pound fluorocarbon to 25-pound fluorocarbon.
Okay.
All right. But the swivel's handy. It just depends on how much they're jumping and stuff. Anytime you put a swivel out there, you know, or something that they can really slap around on themselves. This is the only science I know.
Okay.
I will try to eliminate that much of that gap.
I got you.
But, you know, again, it helps with the line twist, sort of. So.
That makes sense. All right. So now, somebody like me who has never.
Spoon jacked.
Yeah.
On a boat dock.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag spoon jacked.
Hashtag spoon jacked. Okay. Spoon jacked.
So tell me what I'm looking for.
Shade.
Shade.
Yep.
So
you want to play the shade. Wherever the shade's going throughout the day, play the shade.
Okay.
All right.
James Shady Watson.
You just pull up to the
shady,
docks. You don't even look at
shady.
The electronics. There's nothing you're looking for as far as
depth. Electronics is key, too.
Okay.
My name's not on here.
I think that sign was made before you became a Bass University instructor. Don't take it too hard.
A lot of feelings getting hurt around here.
I know.
Mostly mine.
I know.
Feelings are for women, bro.
That's right. Hey.
No
girls, hey, she doesn't get hers hurt at all. All I do is throw money at her, and she doesn't do her job. So,
okay.
Hashtag new PR person.
So, what rod am I putting this on, James?
You want a 7.5-foot flipping stick, okay?
Flipping stick.
Yeah, heavy action. All right.
With the treble hook.
Yeah. 7-to-1 gear ratio or better reel.
Okay.
Okay. 20 to 25-pound maximum fluorocarbon.
Okay.
I like maximum fluorocarbon. I know, you know, Seaguar and all these other places make good line and everything. But it seems like the Maxima does really well over cables, over the bottom channels of the boat dock, bars and stuff like that. Yeah. I like it a lot. So I've had a lot of success with their fluorocarbon. So heavy rod, long rod. I mean, this is some brutal fishing. I mean, there's nothing finessey about this.
Right.
Nothing. And that's what I love about it. You're talking gin clear water with 20-pound fluoro or 25-pound fluorocarbon.
Yes,
and
please.
A flipping stick.
Yes,
let's
please.
Let's get after it. And that's what this technique does. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You can fish it as fast or as slow as a bass want it. And you can fish it over deep, deep, super deep boat docks.
Which wow.
There's not very many tools that we use to do that with.
And this hook stands up to a flipping stick. Now, I'm looking at this is a tiny, tiny hook.
Yep.
I see that it's got a little bit thicker wire than your average drop shot hook, but yeah. It makes me
so it's like a, I don't know if it's an owner mosquito hook or what.
Okay.
But now I'm not saying you won't straighten that little hook out.
Okay.
But, you know, it can be done. And the good thing is if you do hang up, you can straighten this out and still not break your line.
Of the braid.
But mm-hmm. You got to think, too, the impact of the fish is generally absorbed with the first fish on the treble hook.
Right.
The second fish is coming up and swiping at it. It's really not an impactful situation.
Is that the only scenario or the most likely scenario where this actually hooks the fish? Is this, it's a double?
No, it's okay. Not. But most of the time, it's the most probable one.
Okay.
There's many times that I've caught a fish only to have him hooked with the stinger hook. That does happen. But most of the time, it's the stinger hook catching the second fish.
Right.
Yep.
Now, James, you've been around the country.
Yes.
At the tour life.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yes.
And you come from once. The Ozarks area. Mm-hmm. Table Rock's your home lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are looking at this, know where you're from, it's like, oh, that's just a Ozarks
it's
deal.
True.
It's not true. You've made this work.
Everywhere that's got good, clean water and deep boat docks, this works.
Really?
Everywhere.
How about bridges?
Bridges, too. Glad you said that. A bridge is a perfect, perfect situation.
Right.
Man, everybody's got
this,
bridges.
That's right. And the bridge will cast a shadow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Don't be afraid to make some random cast. The bridge pier is way over here. The sun's over there. And the shadow of the actual bridge is way in a straight line way out here. Don't be afraid to get out here. I'm glad you said that. And throw this spoon out in that shade and let it sink for 20 or 30 feet.
Wow.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
Just out in the middle of nowhere, just where that shade line
is. Bass are shade-orientated fish. You know, they feel hidden
mm-hmm.
when they're in shade, just like they feel hidden in a brush pile.
Right.
Shade is an ambush point, even though it might be in open water.
They got sunglasses on.
That's right. They're not wearing their Costas or their Oakleys or their
Popticals
or their Shindawas or their Steels.
That's right.
That's right.
Oakleys.
Scott Suggs. I just want to punch Scott Suggs right in the face.
Who doesn't?
Everybody does.
I love
Scott somebody
Suggs.
Randomly walk by. You don't want to punch him in the face?
I think he's probably my favorite professional angler.
Doesn't that make you want to punch him in the face, though? Think about it.
That's a good point.
So, Scott, this is Scott Suggs' favorite hat, by the way, this one right here.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah, right. Scott Suggs.
I bet he wears a worldwide hat once in a while.
He wears worldwide bikini briefs.
Nice.
Yeah. He does. He sent me some, and I had them embroidered. Michelle, don't look at me crazy. I told you about this. Matter of fact, I told you because I didn't want to think I was weird. So, I let people know what's going on. And then it's not weird anymore.
Right.
Once you verbalize it, it's all cool.
So besides bridges and docks, what other applications would you flip Scott Suggs underwear at?
I would flip Scott Suggs underwear on ledges.
Okay. Would you?
I have a terrible ledge record, as you probably have seen over my career.
Will this work on the ledges?
Yeah, but what we got cooking, we're going to build... This is the 100. We're going to build a 200 and a 300.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. When's that coming down the pipe?
This is a little light for ledge fishing, but hopefully next year.
Awesome.
You know, we took 2 years to make this piece of art.
Yeah.
All right. So.
But the template is set.
Let's say you ever catch white bass, schooling white bass.
Oh, yeah.
Or hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
This is freaking fun because this thing doesn't sink like a rock. So when they're up and schooling or whatever, or they just go down, throw this out there on your big line. Better than a little Clio.
Are most of your bites coming on the fall or after you've, you know, engaged your reel handle and started, you know, working it, jacking it, if you will?
You know what? It changes day to day, just like any other thing. Like, do you, you know, you in the fall, like, they like to eat a spinnerbait burnt. I'll get gurgled over the top, waked. Okay? Spoon fishing's the same way. You know, they're in a different, after they spawn, they go out first, you know, they generally tend to suspend more under the boat docks, suspended, like not very deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the summer, they get a little bit deeper. And then before you know it, they might be on bottom in 35 to 45 foot.
Okay.
So you just got to play around and figure it out. What's so great about this is this does catch suspended bass better than everything else because it doesn't fall as fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. So.
And you're putting it where a lot of people aren't.
Can't put anything.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's what's great about it. And again, you know, somebody might buy the spoon, go out there, catch a crap out of them in this particular boat dock, and then go back a week later and not catch so many. All right? You got to just keep fishing it until you run into them.
So are you, for the people at home, James will fish these on these boat docks, sometimes marina docks. There's boat lifts and metal,
yep,
cables everywhere, a lot of floating docks over that deep water. Are you pitching it way up in there, or are you trying to get on the edges?
Well, you play the edge of the shade first.
Okay.
So there's no sense of flip. It's just like a tree that's down in the water, lay down. You might want to flip this outside edge first to see if that's where they're living. Shade's the same way on a boat dock. That boat dock's edge of the shade line might be out here on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are easy to catch. Why go in there and try to catch something way back in there only to reel them through all the fish that you could easily get to first? So you got to play around and see where they're at. But usually during the high noon part of the day and there's less shade on the docks, they usually do start to throw it in there where people are afraid to get their stuff. You got to be careful too, because a lot of homeowners got their boats are lifted, they got nice covers or stuff like that. You know, if I get hung up, a lot of times I'll go up, I'll jump on the boat dock real quick, and I'll go up there and I'll get it unhung, jump back on my boat. And sometimes you just get an ass chewing.
I'm sure you do.
So
the other question I have is, on the FLW tour, you're allowed to use nets.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of a scenario of being way up under there.
Yep.
And not allowed to get out of the boat to retrieve a fish.
That's correct.
Do you do anything special there?
Yep. I got a Ranger net, and I believe my handles are 7 foot.
7 foot.
And I've got a 4-piece, so 7 times 4 is 48 feet of net.
Wow. 48-foot long net.
Four sections of 7 foot.
And you use this during competition?
Yeah, you can.
Cool.
Yeah, I keep the 7 foot section in the rod lock. I keep the 1 7-footer out, hooked to the net, and then the other 7 foot sections in the rod locker. So if I need it, I can put it together.
Okay.
And then once you put it together, you just strap it down, and it's hanging off the back of your boat.
Okay, Uncle James story time right now.
Yep.
I gotta hear about a fish that net. Just surely there's a scenario you can talk to me about that net saved your butt.
I actually, a few years ago in a PAA, Table Rock did.
Really?
On multiple occasions. And there's when they had their website, there was multiple pictures of me bringing out the big net.
Really?
Yeah, over the second rung. Not the first rung, the second rung.
So they're going parallel with your boat.
Yeah. The first bar of the back lift, and then there's the front bar of the lift. I was throwing it over the front towards the walkway. And again, the way that hit the water, this bait did more of a straight down action instead of underneath,
okay,
which is great. But still, when it hits water, it still got a little bit of direction. It might go to the left or right. Mm-hmm. Might end up too.
What sounds it make?
Oh, it makes a gurgling sound.
I got you.
like that.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
I imagine it was like,
ooh, that sounds more like a laser. Dock, like,
so you got that fish.
Oh, I like that. I wish
you thought of it.
Can you do it?
Focus, Ron.
All right.
So you got that fish stuck on the second hung. What did you do?
Yeah. I couldn't lift it over.
You just get it pinned and get that
you
long,
wear them out.
Long net?
You let them wear out. You let them run a little bit and hope they don't get hung up in something.
Right. Oh,
and then you wear them out to where you can get them up to the bar. And sometimes the bar is like this far off the water, and sometimes the bar is this far off the water. And then when the bar is this far off the water and you lift them up and their head's up here and their tail's still in the water, guess what? That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You for sure get the net underneath him.
Uh-huh.
Get the net underneath him and then click the reel and then pull him back while you're giving yourself line.
Clicking the reel is the most important part of that.
Yep.
Have you ever forgot to click the reel?
No. I'm well trained and well rehearsed in this practice. This art of spoon jacking.
Well, that is awesome.
Yep.
James Worldwide Watson is the pioneer for spoon jacking.
You know who I give credit to? Who taught me this technique?
I did.
Hold
not.
On. Can we get any clues?
Huh?
Do we get the guess?
Yeah, he's here in this building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, his name's Mike Utzler with Lose Reels.
Utzler. Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't ever guess that.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
And you're just taking the technique worldwide.
That's it.
You're just ripping it off.
That's it. No.
I wouldn't say that. I'd
borrowing.
Say he's taking it to the world.
Borrowing it.
I got you.
In a big, big way. And if you really want to.
I believe people should get credit where credit's due.
They probably
that's great. Better. We appreciate that.
I took this to the next level. Yeah. Trust me.
I believe it. And if you want a full in-depth seminar on the ins and outs.
We got it.
Bass U TV.
That's right.
James Watson.
Last year, didn't we?
Yeah, it debuted in 2017. Yeah. So we got it out there. It's there. It's a 45-50 minute seminar. I promise you, you will laugh and you will learn everything you need to know to get started using this lure. So hit up Bass U TV, learn everything there is to know.
Who did they make that check out to? BassU.com, BassU TV.
BassU.tv.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's a senior $199 check. Is it you're cheaper than that, ain't you? A month?
No, you will learn how to use this technique on there from James himself. Be on the lookout for these.
They're
the
coming.
Man himself to design them. They're coming in the next 2 weeks equals 30 days.
That's right. That's what I told Michelle. She's looking at me all crazy. I said 2 weeks. She said no, 30 days. And I'm like, duh. I just said that. Do the math.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Well, thanks for being with us,
she
James.
Ruins everything for me.
James Worldwide Watson.
Michelle,
everybody.
Come up here and show everybody what you look like. Michelle's single. She's looking for a husband.
JamesWatsonFishing.com. Get you a worldwide hat.
Yeah. Do it.
Spoon's coming.
Spoon's in its way.
We'll be back. Back with more Pete Glusek in a bit.